want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Socialist People's Republic of California. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show on this July the 10th, 2011. And I'm broadcasting to you right up from the beach, just off the Pacific Coast Highway. Yes, doing a little R&R with the family, but I couldn't forget about my friends back at RBN. So hence we're doing the show tonight. We've had a little bit of a program adjustment tonight. We're going to be joined in the first hour by sociologist Roger Brown, and we're going to talk about child protective services. And if you've got kids, grandkids, nephews, and nieces, you're not going to want to miss what Roger has to say. And in the second hour, Annie and I are going to discuss something rather grim. I'm in the middle of creating an ebook. In fact, I'm publishing excerpts right now. In fact, I believe parts one and two are up on the RBN website, as well as News with Views, Freedom's Phoenix before it's news, blah, 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 you know, all the rest. And what I have found in my research in the Gulf is shocking. And I know some of you have heard the shows that we had where we interviewed Vicky Perrin, and we interviewed Kendra Arneson, who are both Gulf Coast victims. And Kendra had a lot to say, but I'm going to take this a whole lot farther in the second hour. We were actually going to hold on to this for a couple of more weeks until I finished the series and had the ebook lined up and ready to go, which will be available in August. But I think, you know, given the complexity, the seriousness, and the horrificness of what's going on in the Gulf, you're going to want to hear what I have found. And I have found evidence of really what amounts to a human holocaust of biblical proportions. Well, as we always do at this time, let's go out to Tennessee and welcome my good friend and our news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hey, doing good, Dave. Bring me back a seashell. It's been a long time since I've been to the ocean.
Well, you know, it's really curious here. Went down to the beach yesterday upon our arrival, and there were two rival groups down there. And Agenda 21, and this is why I opened the show with the introduction, the Socialist People's Republic of California, because we know there are the administrative leaders in the country from a state government level of implementing cap-and-trade regulations without the approval of the Legislative Assembly. But they also have these two groups down here who are doing an Agenda 21 battle on getting access to the beach, and it's the second time that I've seen it, Annie. There is a group here that's trying to float a referendum where they want people off of the beach. Now, listen to this. Between March and October, which are the prime beach months in Southern California. And there was another group down there sitting at a table passing out things about 30 feet away that want open and free beaches. I bet you can guess which one is the group that's most familiar with Agenda 21, Annie. In fact, I tell you what's interesting. I walked up to the Agenda 21 Nazis who want to keep citizens off the beach. And I said, oh, this is really interesting. This is about local Agenda 21. And they go, oh, exactly. You know about this? And I said, yeah, I do a talk show, and we fight against this every week. Oh, did I get the cold shoulder after that? But I just thought you'd find that kind of interesting, Annie.
Why do they want people off the beach?
Well, you tell me this. Why are they doing Operation Red Flag? Okay, why was the Gulf spill, as we're going to talk about in the second hour, why do they want people out of the Gulf, which they clearly do? They want people off of the coastline. Why? Because, in short, the global elite think that the open spaces, the beaches and the mountains and so forth is their land. You know, the 21 kind of crowd us into densely pots and, you know, and the rest is history, as they say. We come back from the break, Annie. We're going to pull Roger up and we're going to let him tell us about CPS. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side. Why don't you let me be?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
David Annie here and myself, yours truly, out broadcasting right up from the beach, so if we get a little background noise from time to time, like the Border Patrol helicopters that like to run up and down the coast, well, you know what it is. In fact, speaking of the Border Patrol, Annie, it's kind of interesting. When we drove over here yesterday, we were stopped twice, and we got the once, twice, up and down look. We didn't like, look like we had any cocaine in the car, and we moved on. But something occurred to me. I thought the Border Patrol's mission was to keep the border secure from illegal alien invasion. I didn't know that they had a mandate to take over the duties of the Drug Enforcement Agency. In fact, one other thing, Annie, that's interesting to note is that on their billboard, as they post, you pull up and they've got an electronic billboard, it talks about their criminal statistics. We've done X amount of drug busts. And then they went on to say at this one site that they had 36 DUI arrests. Excuse me, what happened to the 10th Amendment? I thought DUI enforcement, and yes, it's an abhorrent crime, but I thought DUI enforcement was under the purview of state and local officials, not federal border patrol agents, and yet they're bragging about it on their billboard. Like I said, welcome to Police State America, Annie.
Well, it was really interesting last week. I heard, who was it, Barbara Peterson say that, and I hadn't even noticed this, but to protect and serve is no longer on police cars.
Yes, through a grant issued by Homeland Security to remove that phrase from all police cars. And Annie, since Barb told us that, I have been able to verify that that is true.
Look out there, folks. Verify it for yourself. It'll blow your mind.
Speaking of law enforcement, and then we're going to need to get to our main guest for this evening, but speaking of law enforcement, Annie, I'm sure you received the same email that I did from former State Patrolman, decorated officer Greg Evenson, who says, although I'll occasionally email my friends and I'll occasionally post an article, but effectively what he was saying is he's going black because that's what he expects the country to be doing this fall as we go into total meltdown and severe civil insurrection.
And he's an ex-cop.
Oh, yeah. A high-ranking ex-cop who's won awards for bravery. This is not a guy that I take lightly. You know, we've had Greg on the show twice. I have a great deal of respect for Greg. I know that he's announced that he's leaving RBN, and that's a sad, sad moment for me because I enjoy his show and the work that he does. But he said he needs to hunker down and get ready for what's coming.
I think we can all take note on that, unfortunately.
Cliff High, another guest that we had on the show, is making a similar time frame prediction. It just seems like things are happening. Well, you know, Art Bell used to call it the quickening. I think that phrase now does not adequately describe what's happening. I think what's happening is massive change at warp 8. I've never, ever lived in a time where I've seen this much change going on, and it's all being directed at the American middle class, and not one bit of it is on our behalf or will benefit ourselves or our humanity. It only serves to serve the purpose of the few, the global elite. Well, Annie, we're going to move into another police state issue this evening, and that's CPS, Child Protective Services. Our guest is Roger Brown, and Roger is a sociologist who has done a great deal of research into the functioning, or should I say the dysfunctioning, of CPS. And he had called into the show a few weeks ago, made a provocative comment regarding CPS services, and I kind of flippantly said to Roger, well, we need to do another show on this. And Roger said, okay. And he's taken us up on it. So without further ado, let's go out to Kentucky and welcome our friend, the sociologist Roger Brown, to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Roger. How are you?
Doing fairly well overall, but definitely a bizarre day. Let me add a anecdote on the expansion of police powers combined with how dumb are criminals. At the county courthouse here for Greenup County, Kentucky, when you go through the scanner on the right, there's a row of tables, and over one of the tables is illegal drug checkpoint, and they have tick marks for the number of people who've come up and voluntarily handed over their illegal drugs and gotten arrested.
What?
Yeah. And let me guess, their favorite restaurant of this group is a Chinese place called Low IQ.
Probably so. Thanks for having me on again about this. There have been a few developments regarding my personal involvement.
Roger, before we go to that, I've got a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
Because I'm going to just open it up and let you run with it. But I've had two run-ins through third parties who are near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to share one story at a time with you to get your reaction, and then we're just going to let you run with the latest developments of the Communist Protective Service, Child Protective Services. And I'm sure you've heard me tell the story, Roger, about how Annie and I were interviewing Jim Mars, and someone jumped out their car, two people did, and shot eight shots over my house. The reason I know it's eight shots is my neighbor, Jeff, counted them. And he was arguing with the police. It wasn't fireworks. He saw the shooters. There was another eyewitness along with him. Well, come to find out, the police response was totally inadequate. Their story was totally ludicrous. And I strongly suspect that Homeland had something to do with this because the police were legitimately confused. I don't think they were in on any conspiracy. But I've learned that Homeland can intercept all calls, redirect calls, even change calls for any 911 center in the United States. And I suspect that's what happened. But Jeff was a Vietnam veteran, decorated Vietnam veteran, who saw combat. He knows shooters when he sees shooters. Well, for his valiant effort of coming forward and trying to tell the story about how I and my family were victimized, he got a visit from Child Protective Services. And they were acting on, quote, the infamous anonymous tip that they were bad parents. Now, my wife and I have known Jeff and his lovely wife, Sue, for decades, and they are wonderful parents. They are wonderful first-class people. And CPS actually found that out from their investigation. But at the end of the investigation, although he was cleared and his wife was cleared of all charges, they are forced to attend a CPS class on proper parenting for the tune of $221. What's your reaction to that?
That's a common practice. They also have a close working relationship with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I encountered that in one of the cases I worked on. They actually started harassing me. I got anonymous calls that the telephone company could not track with their trap. After I got a few of the calls, I called them and told them to put a trap on so that they could find out where it was coming from. But I know it was ATF because the terminology they used, for example, one of the phone calls, they referred to me as cornbread and barbecued chicken. And those are both terms used by ATF. Cornbread is the equivalent of a flake, and barbecued chicken is, you know, somebody who's cooked. And that terminology is particular to ATF, so I know that that's who was doing it.
Let me ask you this. Sorry, but I get the idea that you've been harassed as well as many people have. But how can they make one take a class in proper parenting when they've been cleared of any and all allegations?
Well, that's part of the corruption system because it's either social workers or psychologists that have the contracts to do these, and it's just a way of putting money in the pockets of the of their pet social workers and psychologists that you will do or say whatever they want to.
I understand. And, so this goes into a general fund that then gets distributed for benefits
I think it goes directly to the person teaching the class.
Okay.
I was going to tell you about an elaborate act of harassment and possibly tracking. I don't know who's responsible for it, but it manifested today. I was on the Internet working this morning, and suddenly that it wasn't connecting anymore. And in trying to track down what was going wrong, I discovered that my Belkin 3653 wireless router was malfunctioning and only getting one to two bars of signal strength. Well, the problem with that is I have a cable modem and do not have a wireless router of any kind on my system. Apparently, someone set up a wireless router connecting to the wireless modules in my computer and made it look like the cable modem was doing the connections.
I think I got that, Roger. We got to hold that right there because okay. We're up against the pick. We come back. I got an idea on what's behind it and why they're doing it. Stay tuned, everybody. More with sociologist Roger Brown and our news director, Andy DeRiso, after a word from our sponsors.
I feel a wreck without my help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Well, I went to the gas station today, and I ended up lifting weights. And I thought, what is this monstrosity? Simply was trying to take this nozzle and put it into the gas tank of my automobile, and literally almost took, and I'm not a small guy, as Annie can attest to, and it literally took both hands, and that's because of the, shall we say, the Agenda 21 EPA-friendly requirements on gasoline nozzles here in California. These things are monstrosities. I was surprised I could barely fit it into my gas tank. This rubber thing was huge, but, you know, I got a little bit of a workout out of it. I guess I shouldn't complain. But this is the same state in which former Governor Schwarzenegger is forcing unlabeled GMOs down our throat, and I think it's good, and they're bankrupting the farmers in the San Joaquin Valley over a 2-inch smelt fish. I could go on and on and on, but you get the idea. But I am enjoying the beach, and I haven't seen evidence of the war games, thank goodness. Anyway, our special guest is Roger Brown, sociologist, and we're talking about part of the police state grid this evening with CPS. Now, in the second hour, we're going to be talking about the Gulf, and I'm going to tell you how it was done, who did it, and we're going to name names. Anyway, Roger, you were telling us about your router, and it looked like a second router might have been put into play.
Well, I don't have a router, period. I have a high-speed cable modem. So, you know, I shouldn't be getting radio signals of any kind whatsoever. But, you know, when you do the troubleshooting analysis on the problem, that's what it indicates is that the Belkin 3653 router, and it has a little bar graph, you know, with how many bars it's getting, and it's only getting one or two bar signal strengths, so apparently it's not enough to maintain the signal strength for the Internet connection.
Weren't you getting some other type of message? Weren't you getting some other messages, too, saying you couldn't use your computer because somebody else was using it?
Oh, yes. In the past, I have gotten error messages that when I tried to do something that I couldn't do it because another terminal was using the process, which now makes sense because, you know, apparently I've been connected to a whole other network, but I've definitely gotten the attention of the local cable company. They're sending a technician out tomorrow morning, first thing, to sort out what the heck is going on because they're somewhat peeved, too, because their instruments they use for detecting how well modems are working shows this one connected but not processing a signal.
Understood. Crazy. Yeah. So you've definitely been hacked, tampered with. I understand that. Not really sure what they're up to. Maybe they're trying to reroute your calls, intercept them, or whatever. I've experienced the same thing when I was fighting against John McCain, when he was the mastermind behind the attempted seizure of my property and 300 of my neighbors. The three leaders of our group were constantly having our emails interfered with, and that was even verified by our email providers, and their simple solution was, well, change emails. I think they didn't want to butt up against the big boys. Anyway, Roger, let me tell you about another story of abuse here, and then I'll probably have to have you finish your answer on the other side of the break. We had on Sherry Wilcox, and Annie and I are really familiar with her. She has a great blog, and I like to promote it every time I can. It's called Sherry Telling All, and Sherry is spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-E, and she is like a jack of all trades. She hits everything from Fukushima to the mortgage fraud. That's what we had her on to talk about, was the mortgage fraud. Well, anyway, Sherry had her run-in with CPS. I wrote about it on News with Views, and there's a video on there people can link to. But essentially, Roger, she was harassed because she's an outspoken critic of many of these federal agencies that are acting like dictatorships. And they pulled her kid out of school to question her about such things like, well, does your mother go hiking? Does she own a gun? Has she done additions to the house? And for that reason, they were trying to imply that she was a bad mother. But anyway, I would encourage everyone after the show's over to go up there and see that link, and you can access my article files at News with Views. Anyway, is it common, Roger, that CPS is used is a political retaliatory tool like I've seen in these two cases?
Yes, it's very common for two reasons. The homosexuals and lesbians and, anti-family feminist extremists that pretty much control the child protection system, are pursuing their anti-family agenda. Mm-hmm. And the agency itself has leverage problems because the percent of their annual budget that comes from federal grant reimbursement funds, the federal agencies can just threaten to cut off their federal funding if you don't do X, Y, and Z. So it's a twofold problem. And in any particular case, it's probably hard to sort out unless you know the political bent of the specific caseworker who's conducting the investigation.
Excellent point. Roger, we're up against another break. We come back, we're going to continue this and get into what is the latest with the Communist Protection Services after a word from these great sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody. Remember, next hour we're going to be talking about the events in the Gulf in a way you have never heard before. And Annie and I have the documentation to back up what you're going to hear. You're going to find out who did it, why they did it, and we're going to name names. Right now, we're pleased and privileged to have sociologist Roger Brown as our guest, and we're talking about child protective services. So, Roger, those are my two cases that I wanted you to shine some light on, and that's pretty much kind of what I expected your answer is that people – who run afoul of certain people can have CPS showing up at their door, and really it has nothing to do with their fitness as a parent. But anyway, what's the latest with CPS? Why should people out here in the listening audience who have kids, grandkids, nephews, and nieces be concerned?
Well, it's pretty much the agenda of the people that took control of the child protection system, and it's an alliance of political extremists and white-collar criminals. An example of the white-collar criminal branch would be an Arkansas legislator, state senator, who sponsored legislation that would provide legal services for children involved in divorces. Well, all that happened with the money, and it was federal funds, by the way, was that it got divided up among the legislator and his lawyer friends. He subsequently lost a political struggle in the legislature, and their long-term solution for making sure that he didn't come back was to get him prosecuted by the feds for fraud, and he ended up in prison. So, you know, they succeeded in getting rid of him, but it was only because it was a need for a political solution. I also want to tell you something funny. Apparently, someone is listening pretty closely to your show because my internet service suddenly returned.
Well, at least I know one person is listening, okay, Bob?
Yeah. some of the I constantly get telephone calls from people with individual horror stories, and the probably the worst one I've heard now was a recent contact by someone who had literally been hounded and rendered homeless by Child Protective Services. They first thing they do is go after your livelihood, try to get you fired from your job.
How did he do that? I have not seen that end of it. I've seen him come in and try to remove kids, and threat of removing kids in retaliation for maybe some political stance. I have seen that. But how do they go after your job? And to me, I think that would be an actionable offense.
Well, the publicity, first of all, for being accused of molesting your children, a lot of companies will not, you know, tolerate that even with your presumption of innocence. The charge, the allegation enough is enough by itself to, you know, take action to protect the image of the company. And if that doesn't work, they will actually come in and question employees to see if you bragged about molesting your daughter, things like that. And I can give you a personal example of that. When I was accused by my ex-wife, I was teaching sociology, and the department chairman, who had a doctorate degree, called me into his office and told me that he was not going to renew my contract because I could not provide proof that I would not be charged with a crime in the future.
Wow. Talk about
that's how it works.
Pre-crime, all of Tom Cruise arriving early. That's incredible. And you would think someone who is a PhD in sociology, they've had stats, research methods, you think they would see the folly of that kind of thinking just, you know, from a professional point of view. It just sounds like he wanted to avoid the problem. You know what I'm
right.
seeing
yeah,
here, Roger?
Any chance for controversy they want to avoid. And that's yes. a general problem in academia is, avoiding any controversy and conflict with other departments. And I'll give you an example of that, too. While I was teaching, the department chairman put out a memo to produce ideas for getting, federal grants. Well, I had already been aware from previous research that there was no program at any university in the country for training investigative reporters. So I developed the model course content for a degree specializing in investigative reporting. The chairman of the media department apparently found out about it and called the chairman of the sociology department and told him to get it withdrawn or he would have a hell of a fight on his hands. And the chairman asked me to withdraw it, so I did. But, that's the kind of bizarreness that happens in academia. Getting back to the some of the horror stories from...
Well, Roger, let me just jump in right here because, you know, you talked about how they try to use sexual improprieties with one's own children in a molestation, a mock molestation case that these CPS workers will just make up as a way to get people fired. You know, when you don't have kids at home, look at Dominic Strauss-Kahn, just as an example. You come in and they make up a sexual allegation regarding a maid. Now, that case is falling apart, but they achieved their objective, which was to get him out as the head of the IMF for reasons we've discussed on this show with Mike Billington. And it just seems like sexual improprieties, or just the perception of sexual improprieties, is all they need to do to turn someone's life upside down. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yes, and to add to the context in which mine occurred, this was after I had been cleared by a police investigation, and I actually got the detective on the telephone and had him tell the department chairman that I had been cleared. There was no ongoing investigation, and no charges were going to be filed against me. And still, the department chairman would not renew my contract. You know, that's how strong the fear level is that these people, you know, pull the chains on.
Academia is supposed to be the last bastion of fairness, truth, and virtue. But, Roger, I have to tell you, you know, I'm in academia, and I've been in academia most of my adult life, and it's many cases anything but. Let me give you an example. This ties into CPS cases. There is a publication that runs in Phoenix called The New Times, and they took a quote saying that according to some people, 100 to 300,000 children are forced into the sex slave trade inside the United States annually. And the purpose of the article was to debunk that figure. And so what they did, the authors of this article went to the Arizona State University, and they interviewed a guy who was retiring, and he said, well, that's just a bunch of crap. I'd be surprised if there were 1,000 kids sold into child sex slavery. And what they used is statistical proof. And Roger, you're going to find this laughable, as I do, someone who teaches statistics. But they tried to say that only because there's only been roughly 8,000 busts across the country for childhood prostitution, that doesn't justify the figure of 100 to 300,000. And you know, and I know, if you go into that business, in quotes, so to speak, at the age of 16, if you're busted when you're 18, you're not a child prostitute. And in some local venues, if you're 17, you're not a child prostitute. So it's all in how you define the problem. But what's real interesting to me is this professor represents a university whose president is Michael Crowe, C-R-O-W-E. And I hope you guys have your ears tuned up. Michael Crowe is on several prominent committees on the Council on Foreign Relations. Surprise, surprise. Right, Roger?
Yes. Yeah, I'm shocked and surprised to hear that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see a hatchet job on a widely held belief. I mean, you know, I live in the Phoenix area. I live north of Phoenix, out in the country, and we are dubbed by the FBI, the kidnap capital of the world, and we're supposed to swallow this nonsense. Anyway, I'd like to go down the road in the time we have left with the childhood sex slave trade and the role that CPS has in that. Would you mind going in that direction with us?
I believe it has a twofold role. First of all, the children in the child protection system are pretty much consistently abused and molested. And the reason for it is that they continually move the children from foster home to foster home under the theory that they don't want them to develop emotional attachments with anyone. I actually tracked down and interviewed some kids who had aged out of the foster care system, and every one of them told me that they had been either sexually or physically abused at some point, and they pretty much all reported that it was because they were put through all of the homes that they were, and that there were good foster parents and there were bad. And basically that situation is Russian roulette, and you know, if you keep moving around long enough, you're going to end up in a bad foster home. The other way this works is what's called runaways. And the foster parents are told that if the child they have, disappears from their home and presumably is a runaway, even if they come back, they're not to let them in. That's what they're told. So you have kids that if they do run away from a foster home, are forced onto the street because they essentially cannot get back into the foster care system. So I suspect that that's where a lot of the child prostitutes come from, that these are runaways that literally can't get back into the system. The third mechanism is that children are just disappeared out of the system. The Sterling example of that is Rilia Wilson was a foster child in Florida. According to the foster parent at the time, two people showed up with letterhead stationery, statement that the child needed to be taken for a dental appointment. She let them take the child, and the child never came back. She repeatedly told the foster care system over a period of 18 months that the child had not been returned. She never heard from them again. She was instructed to continue cashing the checks she was getting for taking care of the child who was no longer there, and records were falsified to the courts for the entire 18 months that the child was in the home and being treated well. And finally, after 18 months, that the cover-up fell apart and they were forced to report it to the police. The child has never been heard from again, and I suspect using another piece of information that I came in possession of, I helped someone who was trying to get away from a motorcycle gang once, and in exchange or appreciation for my assistance, she told me something that she wanted me to retain and use when I got a chance. But that motorcycle gang that she was a part of had been hired to transport children from Arkansas to brothels in Mexico. So I suspect that there's
we've heard that same thing on the show. We did a show on the Franklin House. I don't know if you're familiar with that concept.
Yes.
But a lot of these kids come right out of boys' towns. They're drugged up, and they become drug addicts, so no one will believe their story. They're cut loose when these sick people no longer want them as their personal toys, and no one will believe their story. In fact, there's even been foul play associated with this. In fact, there is a case, too, Roger. I don't know if you ever heard of the case involving Patricia Johnson Holm, who in 1985, she claimed her 12-year-old son David was kidnapped by the much-talked-about Bush pedophile ring, which was a White House power group used as a cover for getting kids into the sex slave trade. And just recently, it's kind of interesting, now the kid's now 35 years age, if he was alive, and they have reason to believe he is, because a photo showed up on the Internet. It came to her from a whistleblower who found the photo on a porno site, and the photo showed David as a young teenager bound and gagged, lying on a double bed between two other boys who were also bound and gagged. So these stories are commonplace. In fact, I call them the milk carton kids.
Well, that,
do you agree with that belief that a lot of these missing kids, this is where they end up?
That particular photograph, I actually tried to help track down the kid on that. That mm-hmm. photograph, I actually contacted a detective in Florida who informed me that, and I believe that he was telling the truth, that that particular photograph was a more or less contrived, and that he knew all of the kids in there, and the child that was thought to be him was not. That he knew all three of the children and was not the one they were looking for. It's possible
yeah,
I was
hope
lied
that's
to,
the case.
But you know, some of these cases, you know, parents grasping at straws. That doesn't mean
exactly.
That
Roger, we got to hold it right there. We're running into the break. We'll put a wrap on this. We come back after these sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Actually had a case. I was doing mental health counseling with ex-cons, essentially at a halfway house trying to obtain probation and parole. And one of my clients claimed that at the age of 13, he was abducted off the streets on his way home from school, was drugged, kept in a sex slave trade till he was 20. He was then just cut loose. He said he was lucky. He thought other people that he was in a similar business with were murdered. Anyway, he started to steal and deal to support his habit. He had no marketable job skills, and he ended up in the system. And he did not tell me this story lightly, because This was a six-month facility, which also included a rehabilitation component to it. And so you get to know your clients quite well. It's not your typical managed care, six visits and you're out. And it probably was in about the middle of the fourth month when this particular client shared his story with me. And I went to my supervisor, who became a very good friend of mine, still is today, and he kicked it into the Phoenix PD, and they wanted to do nothing with it, despite you had the man's counselor and his supervisor, who both believed his account. And he felt he was able to at least name the place and perhaps identify some of the people who were associated with the business. Roger, is this story that I came across myself? Is this commonplace, or did I just happen to see something exceptionally rare?
Well, in terms of finding somebody that would talk, that's probably exceedingly rare. I've tried to help several families locate their missing kid, and even using the intelligence analysis methodology that I developed, I've not had much success with it. I've only helped recover one child, and that was just one who was being mistreated in the foster care, you know, by the foster parents. I suspect that there's three possibilities. Either they're killed as soon as they are no longer useful, they're taken out of the country, or they're placed on ships and kept at sea. And if it's, you know, the elite that are keeping these pools of sex slaves, I think that's probably one option that would, you know, certainly be within their resources to do. And it would explain why the kids are never seen again.
The late Bill Pollack certainly believed this to be true in his extensive work with the Alphabet Soup agencies. And I've come across a number of other people, a couple of which we've actually interviewed on this show.
Yes, those are called honey traps, and men, women, children, animals, you name it, they've been used for honey traps.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all. Roger, anyway, we're just about out of time, so tell the listening audience how they can follow and track your work.
I have a page on my business website that is dedicated to all of the information I've developed on the organized crime and organized science fraud in the child protection system, and includes...
Okay, Roger, hold it there. We're up against the break, Roger, and I want you to finish this so people can track your work. We're going to hold you over and let you complete this after the break. Stay tuned,
okay,
Everybody, with Roger Brown and Annie DeRiso on the other side.